9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Further notice is given that the town board of the town of Catskill will meet and review said preliminary budget and will hold a public hearing thereon at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, at 6:30 p.m. Pursuant to Section 108 of Town Law, the proposed salaries of the following offices are hereby specified as follows. Supervisor, $16,480. Councilman, $10,300. Councilman for three individuals, $8,240, $24,722. Town clerk, $62,236. Highway superintendent, $71,428. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth is on time.
Okay. So with that, I'll open it up to public comment.
You guys need a raise?
No.
No.
No. No. Keep taxes down. Okay, if there's good. Extra money, the employees get the raise. Yeah, no. Good. Mr. Rizzo?
Fund balance.
Fund balance. Yes, sir. We've used $566,000 of fund balance, leaving us with roughly four months of fund balance left, and that's in line with the state's recommendation. Huh. I know.
Just make the recording of it.
It's recording.
You don't have to say it anymore. Just press the button.
He's rehearsed it. That's why he said it so eloquently.
He was thinking about that all the way down the hill.
Nope.
He's going to ask that question. This is what I'm going to say.
At least it's the same answer every time they ask it.
Well, I know the same answer.
Yeah, don't flip-flop. Nope. Anything else?
In regards to the county budget, this year, Town of Catskill is going to have a rate increase.
Yes.
3.2%, I think it is. And last year, they had a decrease. 2.7 or something, I don't know, whatever it is. Anyway, that means it's going to go, the 2 is going to catch up, and then it's going to 3, so technically it's going to be about 6%. But I was at the county board meeting, and mentioned to them that they certainly have enough money to increase their fund balance for tax purposes and no tax increase for any of the towns. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll make some adjustment so that no town will have a tax increase for 2025. And they're going to have probably $100 million in fund balance. By the end of this year. So anyway, I just want to let you know that hopefully they'll maybe change something. I don't know what the legislature is a different animal. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, we'll see. I appreciate you going there and making a statement.
But what's the tax rate increase for the town budget?
So the preliminary
was about 5 cents per thousand, 6 cents per thousand, something like that.
What was that, Jared? 3.1?
3.68.
3.68.
In dollars, that's
27.
20 cents? No, $27.
$27, and for a $100,000 house?
Yes.
That's what it's going to.
Okay. That's townwide. That's not
yep.
the village.
The village is
less.
Actually, village is seeing a 0%.
The village is a 0%.
Yeah, because they don't pay for the highway outside town. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Anything else? Any further comment? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Second public hearing is to local law number 3 of 2024 to override the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2025. Liz, can you please read the notice?
Please take notice that Catskill Town Board will have a public hearing on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024 at 6:35 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, at which time any interested party may be heard regarding Local Law 3 of 2024 overriding the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2025. By order of Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth is on town clerk.
Okay. Any public comment?
Can you explain to me what that means? Like, is every property going to be?
No, this is just a standard procedure that the state put forth for towns and villages to do in case they have to override the 2% tax cap.
Okay, so is it going from 2% to something else?
This is just a precautionary where if we were to go above the 2% tax cap, the state is aware and authorizes us to do it.
What is the actual cap? It's not 2%. There's a calculation. I think you did. I think the cap is about 4 or 5%, something like that.
Yeah, because it's a percentage of the inflation.
Yeah, it's a calculation.
Yeah.
They call it 2%, but technically it's...
What was it, 3.8?
Were you referring to the reeval? Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, this is not...
So the reeval...
We're at 3.68.
That already went through, or did not go through.
Looking for the tax.
This happened. Liz, do you remember when we did that? Made a motion to not pass that? It didn't pass.
It doesn't.
Oh, okay. Does that mean the voters?
It doesn't. It's not a problem.
Now yeah. We set it at 2%.
What's that, Liz?
DiNapoli set it at 2% for 2025.
So it's 2% this year. It's a flat
2%. Based on the calculation?
Yeah. According to the New York State Comptroller.
Your tax cap was 2%?
Yep.
Because normally it's a little higher.
Yeah, every year it fluctuates.
How the calculation is done. It's based on the...
Well, if you include the inflation factor, it's 3.3%.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's based on the inflation factor for the prior year.
Any other further questions?
She was just wondering when it was turned down for the reeval.
We did that in July.
Oh,
I think the board turned it down.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you were here.
No. Was it? Can I ask the reason? Is it? Can I ask now or should I wait?
No.
We're just taking business on this. What was the determination to not do it?
You
all decided not to do it. Is that?
It was a split board vote.
Yes. Yeah, okay. It was 2-4, 3 against.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
Motion second. By Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. Now we'll go into our regular meeting. We have minutes from October 1st, October 7th, October 8th. These are all budget workshops. October 15th, October 16th is a town board committee meeting. October 23rd is bid opening for Game Road Culvert. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Adoption of local law number 3 of 2024. Motion.
I make a motion.
Motion by Jared. Second.
It's
the tax cap.
It's the tax cap.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Adoption of 2025 budget. We have some amendments that we would like to make prior to adopting the final budget. If you'll note, the assessed value changed in the preliminary budget. It was $575,162,210. With our assessor, the new figures are $575,261,698. We're going to lower the fund balance appropriated in the A to $299,000. This zeroes out the village's increase. Without the zero, it was 0.1%, so we just even that out. B fund, we're going to move $3,100 from equipment to legal services. This does not affect any change in the bottom line at all. The DB fund, we're adding $5,700 to contractual service for fuel pump software. This is at the highway department. It's a yearly software program. This is the
county system.
The system through the county. So it's going from $500 to $6,200. And with that brings us at under $1,295 under the tax levy limit. Joe, you want to look at this first? Okay. With that, any further questions from the board?
No, I would like to say that this has been the most efficient budget process in all my years, and I want to commend the supervisor and the other board members for doing a very efficient job.
It was very smooth, and I'm glad with the teamwork that between the department heads, Liz and Kirsten.
Kirsten did a phenomenal job. Yeah, I mean, she saves us so much with the accounting services.
Yep. And I got to thank Joe for being
asking
here.
Good questions.
Asking good questions. Keeping us honest.
Fun balance.
Fun balance. You want me to go through that spiel again? Okay. No further discussion. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the 2025 motion by JR.
Second. With changes.
With the changes noted. Mm-hmm. You have a copy of this, correct? Motion by JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Another one down.
Another one down. All right. Designation of Supervisor McCullough to vote at the business section of Association of Towns.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared, second. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Leisure Village, this word just gets me.
Certiorari.
So we all received an email from Audrey yesterday regarding the 2025 tax rolls for Leisure Village with her recommendation and our attorney, Dan Vincoletti. They're recommending that we accept the settlement and with an assessed value of $1,524,900 for 2024.
Where is Leisure Village?
Leisure Village is the old Fetty's Mobile Home Park. On
25th. Fetty Mobile Home Park?
Fetty's, yeah.
They sold it?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And they challenged their assessment?
Yep. So, I'll read it. Whereas Leisure Village, MH, LLC, and the Town of Catskill are desirous of having certain assessment issues resolved as to property owned by Leisure Village, MHP, LLC of the Town of Catskill, and whereas a settlement proposed resolving pending tax certiorari litigation was recommended by Vincent Law Firm, special counsel to the Town of Catskill, and reviewed by the Town of Catskill Board at its regular monthly meeting, and whereas such a proposed settlement would present the parties with an expeditious and economic alternative to further litigation so as to resolve issues between the parties, and whereas the town board has determined that the proposed settlement is in the best interest of the town. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board does hereby accept the proposed settlement for the 2024 tax certiorari, I cannot say that word, proceedings filed by Leisure Village, MHP, LLC, in which the 2024 assessed value of parcel 119.04-1-9 shall be reduced as follows. Prior assessed value $1,524,900, revised assessed value $1,137,500. Total reduction is $387,400. Resolved that the village Leisure Village MHP LLC shall be entitled to a refund of excess taxes paid, waiving statutory interest based upon the above revision, and it is further resolved that section 727 of real property tax law shall apply to the adjusted assessment for assessment year 2024 and shall affect the 2025, 2026, and 2027 assessment rolls. And it is further resolved that the town board does hereby adopt this resolution to end the litigation between Leisure Village, MHP, LLC, and the town of Catskill as to the above referenced assessment. Motion?
Motion.
Question.
Oh, question.
What is the refund?
The only refund, it won't be from the town. The school is going to have to make a refund.
That's why? Because you lower the assessment. Why is the town not having a refund? Why is the school having?
Because they haven't paid their town taxes yet for 2025.
What about, won't affect the county tax either?
No.
Because the school tax
is in July. Or no.
Well, no, September.
September,
yeah.
So it's only for, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
For a full year.
Well, yeah. The school tax would be for the full year of 2025.
It would be for the full year.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest amount. Taxes.
Yes.
So how much is it going to cost the school?
I don't think the assessor gave us that breakdown, did she?
Yes.
She gave us, yes. It's combined school and library.
So, the, right, you have it?
Yep. It's $13,021.87.
Okay. Since I'm a member of the school board, I think I would vote against it, if that's okay. I can't.
Okay, motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second? Second? Anybody?
Nay.
There needs to be a second before you can vote.
No second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition. JR. Motion is carried. Green County Resolution correspondence. Green County Resolution number 378 establishing equalization rates for 2024. Catskill is at 32.50, and Resolution number 379 amounts due to County Treasurer. Catskill's share for election chargebacks is $25,929.99. We received a letter of gratitude from Round Top Volunteer Fire Department for this year's fire convention. Game Farm Road Culvert.
Is that?
Go ahead.
Giving, paying $25,000, is that for the primaries?
That's for all elections held within the town for last year, for the fiscal
all
year.
All last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're ripping your own. I'm sorry.
We are, looking at the rest of them, we are definitely the biggest one.
That's for the use of the machines and the election material, right?
Correct.
And what are you charging for using the, and there's no charge for the senior center?
To use the facility, no.
Should buy your own machines. You can't do that.
Yeah, then we need a custodian.
That would feel like we're going backwards 15 years. We'll be storing them down in the basement again.
Yeah,
we'll
be going Brian has some extra space around somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Game Farm Road. October 23rd at 3:30, Liz was here along with Wayne and Matt from Azar Designs. We received three bids. Luizzi Brothers at $886,800.30. Carver Construction at $898,145,000. And Birdsall Excavation, $844,251. After consultation with Wayne, and I sent everybody an email, we feel we should go with the third, Birdsall Excavation. It's going to look like we under-budgeted this by about $150,000. So the town is gonna have to come up with that money. We have to bond the whole amount, and then the state reimburses us as we go along with the project. So, but that whole bond process, we may do that December.
How is that going down? Is that going the whole length of the Game Farm Road?
That's just the bridge that's up there, almost by the Game Farm Resort itself.
It's that little bridge.
That bridge needs.
Is that's a town bridge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a culvert.
Under 100.
Yep.
A culvert.
Yep.
So it's under 100.
Correct.
The count doesn't fall within the county.
No.
Prior,
no. We received state funding for it. So now we're 3 years into this project. We're finally putting it out to bid. After all their permits and right of ways.
But there's nobody out there. Nobody lives out there.
I know, but we're hopeful that some kind of economic development is going to happen at Game Farm. And from my understanding, the town of Caro is doing their side of Poly Rock as well.
Mm-hmm. Their section?
Yeah.
It goes into the town of Caro.
Yep.
think they started that, didn't they?
I'm not sure. I know they had the public hearing maybe last month. So
the town can't perform the work?
No, not something like this, no. It's way above what we're able to do.
Is this a result of a DEC investigation or just a result of a culvert fall failing?
It was a culvert failure. Yeah, we've applied for this probably
3 years.
The project's been going for 3 years, so we applied maybe, 4 years ago, Liz? Something like that?
And is state paying, what is it, a matching 50-50? Or they're paying 90, you're paying 10?
We got a total of, I believe it's 900,000. We've already paid out 150 in engineering cost. So the rest of that will go towards the balance of this, and like I said,
how many feet is the culvert? How many feet are they going to correct?
No, we can't make it big enough.
Pardon me?
We can't make it long enough.
That I don't remember off the top of my head. For some reason, I want to say 28 feet, but I don't know if that's
culvert.
If that's accurate.
Is that because the water's running
constantly there?
On the road, ruining the road, or is it just
running? It's all undermined.
And then right now it's only a one-lane pass.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have the county's temporary bridge.
That's not near the gun range, is it? The old gun range?
Mm-hmm. You have to cross it to get over to it.
To get to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to accept the bid from
Birdsall.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Roof replacement expense. We all saw those sticker shocks.
Oh, we have to just do that on here.
Yeah.
That's even there.
So I think our best plan of attack for this would be next year, once our capital improvement bond is paid off, we take out another one for town hall, the senior center, and ambulance for their roofs. Since that money, that payment's already built into our budget, we'll make sure that the amount that we take out stays within that payment. Hopefully less.
Is that March?
Yeah, I think it's March.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. But we could start the process January of next year because our payment wouldn't be due for a full year. That's my recommendation. I don't know.
I agree with that because we already have that payment built into our budget. And getting all three done. I had some questions for him anyway that gives us some time to ask as far as replacement versus remediation, restoration.
Yeah. Yep. We can ask those.
Because he did recommend restoration on one of them, I think. Replacement on one of them. It appears the ambulance roof is in the worst shape.
Is or isn't?
Is the worst.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Hampton Inn sewer connection. We received this letter from Delaware. I don't know if everybody got a chance to read it. I got this maybe 2 weeks ago. I didn't feel comfortable signing it without board's approval. It's basically just asking the DEC to allow the hotel to hook up to our sewer system out in the town, which flows into the village. So everybody's okay with that, just need a motion.
I mean, what's our ramifications if we approve the signing of this line?
What's our ramification if we approve it?
No. Not really.
If we don't do this, the hotel project will not move forward.
Right. Yeah, so it's a moot point. We need to
sign it.
Yeah.
Right, but again, I didn't feel comfortable signing it without
a motion.
Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And technically, it's our system's fine.
Correct.
It's this village accepting what comes out of our system is the problem.
The receiver of taxes would like to do an annual audit for the amount of $5,000. This was not budgeted for. We did do it last year. I don't know.
What's the comptroller's recommendation on this? How often?
I don't think they actually have one. for receiver of taxes, do they?
Technically, the town board is supposed to review the books.
Right. Not a full-blown audit like this. There's no recommendation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a need to do it every year.
Okay. So we wouldn't do it next year either because we did not include it in the 2025 budget.
Right. I mean, can we table this to our Wednesday meeting?
Sure.
In time to have Kirsten give us an idea of what our balances are?
Yep.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that?
We'll table for next week. There's a necessity to even do it. Right?
Yep.
I mean, I've been 11 years now. I think last year might have been the first time we did one.
Okay, fair enough. Senior citizen, we need to set a public hearing for the senior citizen and disability exemption income limits set forth by the county. Like that would be local law number 4 of 2024. And I'd like to set that for December 3rd, 2024 at 6:30 Town Hall.
Sure.
Motion by
Make
Jared.
A motion.
Second
by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay.
Oh. We need to...
delinquent.
We need... It's not out here, but we have to also go out to rebid the pickleball. And
well, we have...
we have a quote.
The quote from the state.
Contract, but do we want to bid it or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You want to talk about that now or do this real quick?
Let's do this quick.
All right. Whereas delinquent water and sewer charges need to be made as part of the tax levy for 2024, and whereas there are re-levies for the cement and sewer district, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the town supervisor sign the certification for re-levies for the cement and sewer district in the amount of $15,089.28.
Make the motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, now we can talk.
That's
about
awful lot of people that didn't pay their sewer bill.
Estimate.
And those are delinquent taxes.
Sewer delinquent sewer
fees. Sewer.
Sewer fees, not the bond fee themselves. The bonds are taken out of their tax bill. So is this the bonds that they haven't paid? There's two charges to Smetton.
Yeah.
One is to pay the bond, and the other is to pay the operating fees. This is both. Or just one?
This is the operating. This is
operating.
The bi-yearly fee.
Yeah.
And right. The county's going to re-levy them on their property, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get reimbursed?
March-ish.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to touch on this or do you want me to?
It's up to you.
So Jared reached out to a company, Sports Pros, out of New Jersey. They are on state contract. This is for the pickleball courts and the basketball courts at Ricky Kramer. The basketball court came in at $232,115. The pickleball court came in at $134,668. We would use ARPA money for these. So basketball court is something I think we threw in just because there's a wide open space. We figure if we're going to do pickleball, you know, I know I've received a lot of requests for pickleball, so I think we should go for, if we want to spend the rest of the ARPA, we can do two, or we can do just one. These are 40 by 70 pickleball courts.
And what's the basketball court?
The basketball court is 60 by 104.
So is that include lighting?
No.
So it's a daytime. It's not
yeah.
at night.
Yeah.
Technically, correct. The town parks all close at dusk. So.
Plus, there's a game, night game, but.
No, there's no lights, there's no game.
Yeah, you have it.
Say that.
How much was the basketball court?
Basketball court.
$232,115.
And then the pickleball court was $134,668.
So we don't, I know we don't have a pickleball court anywhere, but we don't have a basketball court really either. The one at Elliott Park is...
That's the village, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Just in the area
yep.
completely. So I would say if we're going to do it, I would say do both because...
We don't have the ARPA money
for
both.
Oh, we don't have enough for both, okay.
Yeah, I'd ask, did you have a up-to-date total? I'd asked her what we had left.
It's a little under 300,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's 280 something.
Would you have to go to bid on that?
No, this is on state
contract. It's on state contract. We put it out to bid and we received nothing.
How many pickleball courts do you get?
This is one.
Oh, one. I thought it was two.
No, it's two pickleball
courts. It's two pickleball courts. One big court. It's split in two.
Can you do shared use? So it's one surface and then, you know, you just...
For basketball and...
Yeah, so like half of it is... You can have a full court and then just post a schedule. Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from this time to this time, it's pickleball. You know, maybe it's just the one
right.
half. And then on alternating days, they get full court basketball.
The only thing with that is who's going to take the nets down and put them back up.
That's the other, yeah, we don't
have. And the lines and all that stuff are painted on, so you'd have...
There are, well, I'm just saying as a tennis player,
yeah,
you know, and it would be a security thing, because there are mobile pickleball nets
mm-hmm.
that you can, you know, so, and then the lines, you know, it's kind of, but if they're two different colors, like usually pickleball is blue. So you have them in an alternating way. I mean, the lines for basketball are, you know, all you really need is that out of bounds in the 3-point, if I'm not mistaken, in a half court.
Yeah.
So if you ran a pickleball in the opposite direction, maybe, or something?
But the other problem is the pickleball court is smaller than the basketball court.
So actually, in that case, could you do alternating usage and then just the half court? So, like I've been, you know, I go to tennis courts. They say pickleball on these particular days only, and then tennis. You know, when you play tennis on courts that clearly have the blue lines for pickleball, but you just know that yours are the white boundaries.
Mm, yeah.
So you could possibly get 2-for-1.
Yeah, the pickleball court is.
They play basketball at the school and they use the. Tennis courts for pickleball there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the basketball court was 60 by 104. The pickleball court's only 70 by 40.
And you know, the school, I think they're talking about trying to get a pickleball. So that might be a conversation to have with the school if they plan on, because they're going to redo the yep. tennis courts.
That the pickleball court is way down the road. Tennis, oh. The tennis courts are priority right now.
But I mean, they are for
them,
wanting to...
For them, yes.
Oh, you're saying they're not even... Just from the talk that I've had from the teacher or coach there, they wanna...
No, I talked with I don't know what his title is.
The director of athletics and
athletics
health
yesterday.
No.
Mr. Rivers.
John Rivers.
Mr. Rivers.
Yesterday, and they want to get the tennis ball court.
Principal. High school. Oh yeah, he's director of
health and sports or something. Yeah.
Yes. No, the tennis courts are the priority.
Yeah.
I mean, I say let's do the pickleball. And I think the basketball is easier for us to build.
Mm-hmm. We could build that in-house, yep.
I think so too.
What about even just would they do a half court and then when we have further funding, do the other half? At least there's a court there kids can play.
This is a different construction than. So, to explain the construction of this too, it's not a blacktop
right.
court.
It's a different surface.
It's a concrete undersurface with a floating sports surface on top of it. Anticipated lifespan is like 30 years.
Wow.
It handles the winter better than just
right.
blacktop or concrete. And to be honest, I mean, like, pickleball, we've got a lot of requests. I've really never had anyone request a basketball court thing.
Right.
Basketball, like I said, we can basically mark it out and
right.
roll blacktop if we wanted to do that down the road.
Yeah, I'd help volunteer.
Yeah, that wouldn't take much of a while. I mean, we have everything.
We can build a basketball court. We have no clue how to build a pickleball court.
Right. No.
Because the pickleball court has fencing around it and a lot of other stuff that a basketball court doesn't mm-hmm. require. And I think the surfaces are different between the basketball.
So why would the basketball court cost more than?
Because of the size of it.
It's double the size of the
pickleball. But you're not going to put a surface like that underneath that, right?
These people will.
Oh, they want to.
Yeah.
That's the only way they do it.
Yeah, I think we'd be fine with a regular blacktop for basketball.
Basketball, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The school did a nice job on theirs at the on the middle school side.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. There are outdoor...
Just do blacktop and...
They don't do that house.
But they don't do blacktop. There are quite a few outdoor basketball courts in the community already. Mm-hmm. This would be the first pickleball court. So you have outdoor basketball at Hoppino's, Elliott Park, the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think we go forward with the pickleball court for up to
$135,000.
Mm-hmm.
Make
them
look. Or do you want to entertain two of them?
What's that?
Yeah, because we're still going to have...
We still have that.
No, I was thinking you and I were there today. There's no benches or anything at Ricky Kramer.
No.
So I don't know if we ordered a half a dozen, six more of those benches we got for the pocket park up in Vallonville.
Well, how many did we order? Six, right?
We ordered six.
And we were planning on putting four in the pocket park.
So that would leave two for there.
Maybe two more?
We can get two more. A total of four.
Exactly enough. Between the two, if you
plus, right, plus you have the playground there, so this, right. This, you know, hopefully it would draw more people down there.
Yeah.
Maybe a picnic table. We can do that at the next meeting because we didn't have prices for picnic tables.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So motion by JR, second by.
A second.
Dawn, or did you second it already?
I made the motion.
Oh. You got that, Liz?
All in favor.
So all in favor?
One or two?
One.
One or two? One.
One.
One pickleball. One pickleball. Well, it's one, but it's two courts.
It's two courts.
It's one.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
And then do what we were just talking about with blacktop for a basketball court.
Yeah, that will come out of our regular budget. We can't use ARPA for that. Because there's no way we'll be able to get that done.
We can't get black deal.
Blacktop plant's closing in a week and a half. So, between now and next meeting, we'll have to come up with some other ideas to use the rest of the ARPA money. I'll have Kirsten give
and
us
the
a...
The remainder will be...
That money would have come in very handy today.
Maybe
180 or 90, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's another thing to talk about, too, that ARPA's going to... The electrical, did that just go to me, or did you resend
it? No, it was $1,250 for everybody, right?
$1,500. Yeah, that includes the implied meter.
Yep.
Yeah,
so you want to, do you have that? I have it right here.
Yeah.
So are we done with the pickleball thing?
Yep.
So all right.
It's adjusted, though. He didn't have the meter in there.
What's the new one, then?
Updated quote is 1571, which includes the meter and pan.
All right, flat, 1571.
Yep. Yeah.
So we have a quote from TZ Electric for $1,571 to do the EV charging hookup for the new F-150 Lightning that Cody's getting. Motion to approve this. This will be used
ARPA
funds.
I make the motion to use $1,575 in ARPA funds to hook up the charger for the new EV truck.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Jared, you want to just talk about that class that you went to real quick?
Yeah, so...
what did you put on?
We had that DCO training for the county, and it was a great course. Matter of fact... John from Animal Control attended the course. He was got a lot of knowledge from it to help him in his job here in the town of Catskill. So the presenters gave some recommendations on some paperwork, shared it with John and a bunch of other people that attended the course. And I'd like to just adopt dog seizure and deposition reports, if we could put it for town of Catskill. It's just a record for dog control record numbers, so it's for John to keep better track of his paperwork from when we do audits and things like that. He does a great job now, but it's just it's another thing to help him with his job. So if everybody would be in favor, if I'll pass it around if you want to just look at it.
Yeah, Dawn hasn't seen it. I think Dawn hasn't seen it.
He's doing a phenomenal job.
He is. Especially in the code department. Did 100 fire inspections in October.
Yeah, yep. Doing an excellent job.
His response alone is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a computer software for where you keep track of the
No, it's just a form.
Oh.
Yep.
Triple punch it and stick it in a binder.
But even at this, it's an upgrade from the previous
antiquated
system that didn't even exist.
You can't get the software to do that.
We won't have to.
I'm sure we can, but we don't have the money built into the budget to pay for a software program.
I think we're looking to take a different direction come January anyway.
Right, which is going to bring up the next topic. Mm-hmm. So you okay with that, Dawn?
Yeah.
Okay, motion to approve this form.
Motion to approve the dog seizure and disposition report.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thanks, Jared, for bringing that up. So,
do you want to have... Is that a form that should be in multiple... Is that a... Does one go to the... The owner, and we'll go to the other. Should we have appropriate?
No, that's just internal. Oh. That's all for us. Just to keep documentation. So if he has to go to court or anything like that, he could use all that paperwork there. So
maybe a meeting or.
He also has copies of everything that I just showed you guys. So, and what Liz has as well. We just need to adopt it. That's all.
Okay. Just an update on the meeting we had. Maybe it was our last meeting or the meeting before that with. Sheriff Kosminski and Lieutenant Quinn about Greene County possibly taking over the dog control officer. What are the board's thoughts about them taking it over 1-1 of 25 and paying them what we have baked into our budget now for dog control? Which I believe is $10,000.
Well, we had, it was $10,000 because we were $7,500 and $2,500 for backup.
Yeah.
I would have some, we didn't discuss paying them originally, so I had some questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, do we know how many towns will be going online to start? Or are we the...
I think we're going to be the pilot.
We're going to be the pilot?
That's the plan.
In fairness, being the pilot and the infancy of the whole program, maybe they should do like a 6-month trial basis where, see how it goes and then...
That's my only concern is what happens if they scrap it halfway into the year.
A formal deal. Say in June.
That makes sense.
With a full contract, and then it gives everybody time to compile information, data, and...
Instead of us jumping head first into this and not having our own...
And then they have, you know, everybody works on bylaws or, you know, like a policy and procedure. Yeah.
Basically, what we have to do is, on the first, we would appoint them as the animal control... the dog control officer for the town of Catskill. But, like, I like your idea, maybe let's... Tell them we'll give them half and expect a full running solution by
June.
Like work hand in hand.
Right.
We'll keep our DCO for the first half.
Okay.
Along with them. And then we'll transition through to it rather than stop that June. A month and a half doesn't give them a lot of time to prepare for this.
No. Agreed.
And I mean, I have no problem once it's all done turning over the town's equipment to the sheriff's department and all that. I mean... As far as the funding goes, and my belief of the county's fund balances, they have plenty of money to pay for it without our without our money coming into it. But
okay, it's just food for thought. We don't.
I think it's great. We only suggested this 5 years ago in a meeting with the town with the county administrator. It's definitely a good move forward.
But again,
I just.
You know, a hat tip to JR for inviting them to our meeting.
Yeah. Getting them.
No, we're getting them. And I have no problem us being the pilot program. I just think it'd be a bad idea to turn ours off on the first and turn on their lights on the second.
Yep.
Maybe work hand in hand for the first few months. Because there's a couple of things they don't understand too as far as Liz is the licensing agent for all the dog licenses, stuff like that. We all have to figure it out, everything else. There's going to be some transition with the Humane Society as far as who's bringing the dogs over. Also, if they're going to take the town, they really should have an agreement with the village.
Yes.
Because right now, our DCO is picking them up from the village police and transporting them.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to work when our DCO is gone?
Well, I know Ted was ready.
It's not necessarily a town problem.
I was just going
to
say that.
It's not
a village.
It's a village, but smart way to do this would be for them to be named by the village and the town as the CO for the town and village of Catskill.
I know Ted said he was going to send a letter or reach out to them, which obviously
he did.
He did already. Yep. So really, between our MOU that we would have to sign and share with Ted and the county's attorney, until we came up with a mutual agreement.
I think they were just looking for if we're actually interested in pursuing this.
Definitely interested.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. We're 100% interested. It's just the transition.
We
got to
work out the details. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, good. I think that this is going to be a good service provided by the Sheriff's Department and good for the town taxpayers.
I mean, it's how a lot of other counties out of state run it.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if you watch Animal Planet, but Animal Cops Houston is one of my, they, you know, a lot of these places have their own animal department in the sheriff's house.
Okay. Anybody got anything else? I forget anything, Liz?
No. Thank you.
Dawn, you got anything?
I sent out the schedule for the events for November, and Jamie did answer the question regarding the number of people. It is, there's a certain number that comes for lunch every day, but it's not a lot, and the people who come in for the activities don't usually stay for lunch, so the $3.95 is everybody.
Well, that's a good number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had suggested posting the activities.
I think we should.
That would be great.
Do we post it on the town website, Liz?
We don't do it.
I don't think Liz gets it.
I don't have an activities list to post.
So if you guys can let Jamie know, moving forward, to send a copy of the same thing you guys sent us to Liz.
Yeah.
We could put it right on the town website.
Yeah, the Facebook page or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Don?
Oh.
No.
The only other interest was that person that was interested in applying for the dog thing. But.
Yeah, we can. Well, we'll have to decide, I would say, by our first meeting in December what direction we're going, because we should put, if we're going to keep it in house, we should put feelers out for people to apply for that job. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian? Can
I? I think we've covered everything.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
Public comment. Joe, go.
Gotta watch.
Based on the comptroller's recommendations, we have
four. Just a caveat on the animal control with the sheriff's department. I would just caution the board. It's a great idea. I think I would be in favor of it, but I would want to get a sense of what the county legislature wants to do with that typical program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what discussion the Sheriff Public Safety Committee of the legislature has on that particular topic,
mm-hmm. Right.
And as to whether or not they want to enter into a pilot program. So I would get a sense of what does the county legislature want to do with the sheriff's department concerning that particular function.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they, you know, they do answer control animal calls when they, you know, when they get 911 call or something like that. But I would caution the town not to lose control of a function that's working well, and then moving into another program that may or may not go forward, and then you'll be stuck trying to recreate everything all over again.
Right.
So that's my only caution to the board, as to get a sense of what that legislature wants to do, because they've been known to start things and end things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And not always in favor of towns or villages. So that's all that is.
Yeah, agreed. And hopefully all that would be spelled out in the agreement that we sign with the county.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Nope, agreed. And hear you loud and clear. Okay.
Okay.
I just have a random question. What's the name of the office that handles like business incentives and tax negotiations to try to get new businesses to come into either the county or?
Green County Economic Development.
Okay.
Right, you got the IDA, you got Green County Tourism.
We meet Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, Thursday at 4 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, here's,
I'm on that board too.
Okay.
You on the IDA board?
The Economic Development Committee Board. It's separate from that. Yeah, they get out grants. I think Gray Willow just got a grant, the one in Earlton.
It's a startup grant, right? To help with the business coming?
Or if they desperately need a piece of equipment.
They loan out low interest loans.
Yeah.
The starting businesses and stuff.
Okay.
And it's pretty successful. People pay them back, and then they continually get out loans based on that.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Do you want this back?
Thank you, everybody.
Nope, that's yours.
Good night.
Are we all?
Good night.
Good night.